the round of 12 is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. 3Wide Crew, what's happening? This is another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is yours truly, Eddie Greer, a third, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, playoff time, across the board, Las Vegas, triple header, Xfinity, Cable World Truck Series, Cup Series, the three divisions, and all of NASCAR. And as I'm recording this, we're right before the Xfinity Series race. So, triple header already begun last night, actually, there. With a little bit of an upset, a wild finish in the Cable World Truck Series. But a lot of the focus here on this episode will be, of course, on the 12 drivers who are still in the 2021 NASCAR playoffs. I'm going to take a look at that. This is going to be a little bit different. Yes, it's not going to be your reaction. Well, it is, particularly with a big incident last week. But it's going to be more than a preview getting set for these three tracks. And got to tell you, interesting rounds coming up for these Cup drivers. The Xfinity playoffs begin this weekend, as I just said. Tonight, they start their playoffs as well. AJ Allmendinger, your regular season Xfinity Series, regular season champion over Austin Cindric in a wild finish. Bristol overall, it got crazy. As the weekend progressed last weekend, the race just got really, really, really great and aggressive, especially the last couple of laps of the Xfinity Series race there. The leaders collide. Yeah, Justin Allgaier go up in smoke contact with Riley Herbst. Herbst had a great run last weekend. And like I already said, we pretty much already knew the 12 drivers in the Xfinity Series that was to participate in the playoffs there. I'm not going to dive on in it too much. I don't have all my notes on that. So, again, they're going to start their playoffs tonight as I record this podcast. It's a few hours before they kick off their postseason. Of course, the Cup Series resumes, their playoffs, but they start the next round, the round of 12, tomorrow night. So you're going to have football and you're going to have Sunday night racing as well in Las Vegas as well. So there's a lot going on. And last night, talking about the Cable World Truck Series, as I am going to have to cut on and see what the standings are, apparently, according to the Cable World Truck Series. So there's going to be a small break in there. Well, I get that, but Christian Eckes won the race last night in the Cable World Truck Series race there, which that got interesting as well. I did not see all of it because I was broadcasting the Rock Creek High School football game last night, so I did not get to see any of the action there. All I know is Carson Hocevar got penalized for intentionally spinning out. That got crazy there, and then Christian Eckes with the upset there in that one. So no, at least from my taking. And oh, by the way, while I'm on the Truck Series anyways, here, the last time I talked to you guys, it was just focused primarily on the Cup Series, which is still it's going to be. But how about the two drivers in the Truck Series, ladies and gentlemen, that are not in contention? Austin Hill, yet again. He looked like his heart was just broken. Sad. Austin Hill, not a part of the playoffs anymore after crashing out at Bristol. I told you Bristol was going to be something. And not Austin Hill. This team can't catch a break in the playoffs for whatever reason. They're a very good regular season driver, Austin Hill is. But when it comes to the playoffs, he seems to put himself in odd situations. So he's gonna have to watch the rest of the playoffs, obviously on the track. So he's not a part of that. And the other driver, Todd Gillen, got eliminated last week as well at Bristol as well. So that was a surprise as well. Austin Hill, he was the last driver in going into that race. So you knew you couldn't have make any mistakes or get yourself caught up in any of trouble. And unfortunately, that happened to him last weekend there. So not the way you want to end your season there. So Austin Hill, Hartori Racing, and Todd Gillen of DGR, they're going to have to figure something out, and particularly, Austin Hill there. Meanwhile, AJ Allmendinger, who would have thought, if you would have said at the beginning of the year, AJ Allmendinger would be your regular season championship, or not championship, champion, you would have thought, he would have been right there, but you would have thought Justin Allgaier or Austin Cindric would be right there, up there, but instead, AJ Allmendinger, final lap of Bristol, the two of them tangle, 22-16 there, tangle at the finish, they both go spinning up to turn one there, and it was too little too late, and I did not see Cindric's interview, and I imagine he was probably be upset. You can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but at this point of the game here, if Austin Cindric is going to repeat as Xfinity Series champion, as their plus start today, as a recording of this podcast, this podcast will come out tomorrow morning. So you can get your pregame, pre-race fix on with the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. So be out and look out on that. It's going to be 11 Central Time. This podcast is going to be out. So, but yeah, if Austin Cindric is going to repeat, he's going to have to deal with AJ Allmendinger. That's for sure. So Allmendinger stole the, he did earn it, but in my reference, he stole the regular season champ away from Cindric there on that front, winning another race, and he basically comes in their plows red hot. Now, obviously, everything, I mean, anything can happen with these races, obviously, so luckily for these guys, in the Xfinity Series, they start with the Las Vegas, so interesting to see what happens here. And now we turn our attention now to the 12 drivers who are still in the playoffs, but obviously, talk about the four guys that got eliminated. Obviously, the one that sticks out, Michael McDowell, Daytona 500 champion, had no chance, especially after wrecking out of Darlington, where he was in the top dozen early in that race there. And that took the win out of the sales there. And he just wasn't really a factor, obviously. So, McDowell, great season and everything else. But when the playoffs roll around, it just takes you up to another level. So, he is out.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
McDowell is one of the drivers eliminated in the round of 16. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. The next one that got eliminated, Kurt Busch, and we all thought that he would run very well at Bristol there last weekend. I thought he was going to be a contender right there to put himself in position to win the race, or put himself to get a good finish. Obviously, both of those did not happen there for Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch eliminated, Ganassi driver out, and obviously this is his next seven races with Ganassi, and then he's going to be going over to 2311 Racing next season there. Eric Almirola missed it by a couple of points from Stuart Haas Racing, and it was right there. Obviously, what unfolded last weekend was something else. Those last 15 to 30 minutes of that race, man, it had to be edge of your seat racing. If you're not standing up or edge of your seat, then something was wrong with you, because things kept changing late, this and then. Almirola's team overcame so much that night, and it looked like they're going to rally back behind that and get the job done. And Amarola fell short of that. So, I mean, given to what happened with William Byron as well, Byron escaped by the skin of his teeth to the next round as well. Kyle Busch, everything just went haywire in the last 40 laps of this race. Kyle Busch had issues. Oh, we'll get to Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick at the end of this podcast. I'm going to have thoughts on that as well. Just so much has happened between now and then, and even in that race as well. So Eric Almirola had his chances. He was 2 points, then 1 point, then two again, 3 points, then back to one. It just is, the point just kept infiltrating itself a little bit there. Almirola had a chance to pass Bubba Wallace and maybe get up there and pass a couple more cars, but hey, it didn't happen. So Almirola doesn't get it done there. He's out the playoffs. Tyler Reddick also out as well. He was in fair position as well. And somehow, could not get it done. So Tyler Reddick, he is out of the mix as well. So we have Kurt Busch. Yeah, Kurt Busch, Tyler Reddick, McDowell and Almirola are the four guys that are eliminated from the 2021 postseason. And if you've if you paid attention, you already know, or you should know by now, the 12 drivers that are into the round of 12. Obviously, Denny Hamlin, who won at Darlington to start off these playoffs in it. Martin Truex Jr. won Richmond. He's there. Kyle Larson, your regular season champ and your Bristol winner. The year of Kyle Larson continues. Larson with that thrilling finish last weekend. He already advanced himself via the points. So again, you got to go back. This all goes back to, you know, you have to understand the regular season and how you can gather up these playoff points, and that's what he's doing. Kyle Larson continues to do just that. I apologize. Obviously, it's getting late. It's been a long day. It's been a long Saturday. Woke up a little early, and I am feeling the effects of those now. So you've been hearing pauses. I apologize for that. So give me a little slack there on that momentarily. So it's late, a little tired, a little goofy. So, but anyways, but so again, Kurt Busch, number one car. You had the 9 car of Tyler Reddick, the 10 car of Eric Almirola, and the 34 of Michael McDowell. All of them got eliminated last weekend. So, and going back to Kyle Larson, he was already locked in to the round of 12 after the race at Richmond last weekend. Kyle Larson continued. He had a rally back there. Had to pass Kevin Harvick in the whole Chase Elliott feud, that situation. Which again, I'll get to that before we cap off this podcast tonight. So Kyle Larson had a rally back there, and that car was just on rails all night long there as well. So you're still going to have to deal with him. Got a couple of hangers in as well, so that's good. So it's a battle now. All Hendrick cars are in it still with the skin in the teeth. Byron had to escape by a point. They had to get to the next run or 2 points. But either way, you still had to escape via escape there. So, Alex Bowman also transferred in the next round. Alex Bowman, I thought it was going to be a long night for him as well. Turning out to be big for this team. A big turnaround in the middle of the race there. Greg Ives throwing at every adjustment possible. And they hit on something, and Bowman was able to get it done. So he's moving on. We know about Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. All of Joe Gibbs' racing teammates still there. Christopher Bell had a solid run at Bristol. And then he unfortunately got contact late. That sent him to the pits. That kind of pretty much ended his day at Bristol. Meanwhile, down here, you had Joe Gibbs Racing. Joe K Racing had all the rest of the guys in there. That includes Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Denny Hamlin there as well. So, and then the one lone car in that mix. And you got all the Penske race in there. So that's 4-4-3-1 Kyle Busch. He has the last playoff spot there right now for these drivers right now. So Kevin Harvick, Stewart Haas Racing driver, still in this game. And, you know, let's just talk about this now. And obviously, three tracks in this round, Las Vegas, Talladega, and the Roval. Obviously, we all know what Talladega brings. And you have a bad race the first time, first race, and the first time in this round, obviously, you know what happens. You've put yourself in a bad situation, and you do not want to do that. You do not want to put yourself in that position. If you have a bad run at Las Vegas, you don't want to do it, because Talladega, we have seen it all. Big wrecks, in particularly. So, you're copping that, then you're basically, your chances of getting a good, decent finish, by the way, is over. So we already know what Talladega brings to the mix. That's your middle game. Middle race, excuse me. And then the lights turn out on the Rock Complex. Manhattan. Yeah, what is it? Yeah, Rock Creek. What was I trying? Oh, man. Now I lost my train of thought now. Oh, yes, Talladega. So, Talladega, you got big wrecks. So, if you are not a part of that, those wrecks, you have a chance to really finish well. And then you have the Charlotte Roval there, as well as the cutoff race there. And we know a couple of drivers that are good on road courses as well. But we have seen our share of craziness on these road courses. So, again, that's not really given either. So, you had Dalton Whitworth. There you have, let's see, Colton Benduska now I'm going off the rails a little bit here on a podcast here. Yeah, but you have your road course ringers there. So, but anyways, Las Vegas, a mile and a half track tomorrow night in prime time. Again, pay attention to the transitioning of the track. Obviously, it's going to be going through a phase 1-0 for Oklahoma State, who has been kind of not impressive to begin the year. Now, that all could change, obviously, in one game. We've seen it every time K-State plays Oklahoma, right? So, they already play. Okay, they are, yeah. Okay, let me reset this. All right, so Las Vegas, Talladega next week, and Roval. Three tracks, three different tracks, a mile and a half, your speedway track there in Alabama, and then you have you have a road course sitting right there in the mix right there. So three tracks, different style tracks, and we're going to find out right off the bat. You have a bad finish. You have a bad finish at Las Vegas tomorrow night. You're set up here to have a tough road, because obviously if you don't run well, then run well at, obviously, you know, Talladega is a given, because you can wreck out and not finish well. But if you somehow escape all the wrecks, then you're setting yourself up for possibly a good finish. Maybe even put yourself in position to get a top five finish. So it's going to be something already. You know, we talked about Hendrick Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, have all these cars. That's where I wanted to pick off there. Christopher Bell had a strong run, had a couple good races in the round of 16, and had a good one going in at Bristol before unfortunate circumstances happened. You had Martin Truex Jr., who won Richmond. Darlington belonged to Denny Hamlin. Kyle Busch also had issues as well late in that crazy finish there. And via decent finishes for Kyle Busch in that round, he got it done. He's moving on to the next round. And of course, you have your lone non-teammate in there in Kevin Harvick. So car four car, still not in it. And as I looked, almost pressed the wrong key there. This is the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. Again, apologize for going off the books a little bit tonight. Yeah, it's been a long day, so I'm only here for the guys for another 10-ish more minutes here on the podcast. Yes, it's not your full course review, unfortunately, due to scheduling, but hopefully next, and of course, our special guest wasn't able to do it this week, so hopefully next week will be a good time to have our special guest on. And yeah, we've had special guests lately in the books. It's just getting time, and it's really, honestly, scheduling the time and sticking with the plan on that end. But definitely, we'll be excited to have him on the podcast next week. It's been really a couple of months since we had our last guest here, so definitely, I definitely want to get a couple more guests out in the books before the season wraps up. So, three organizations in there, really still four with Stuart, if you count Stuart Haas Racing there in the mix right there. Let's see, 5-10, 5-10. Yeah, so anyways, Carson Strong for Nevada was only two of us. So, anyways, this is looking back. I was looking for, there you go, that's what I was looking for right there. So, anyways, this is the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III here with you guys for a few more minutes here as I'm getting off the rails a little bit. And not, yeah, a little tired, a little exhausted, it's been a long week, and got early this morning for a long run. So, and heading towards the end of marathon training as well, so I got that going on as well. So hope you're still bearing with me on this edition of the podcast, obviously. But we already talked about the 12 drivers already. Kevin Harvick, the lone man in a total pole as it comes to teammates anyways. Penske Racing in it with, I must mention them all night here tonight. Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski. Keselowski had a solid night. Solid finish at Bristol. Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, who had a solid round of 16 as well. He is still in it as well. So you have all the drivers right there. So it's going to be a matter of who makes the least amount of mistakes for each ball club to set themselves from the pack here and get themselves into Talladega here. Because if you win this race here, you ain't got to win none of them. You don't have to worry about anything. That's the thing I was trying to say. You don't have to approach anything. All you have to do is show up, and you playing with house money. Now, saying that, again, you got to be solid. You got to be solid in these races still and put yourself in a position where you can transfer. So definitely interested in finding out and seeing what happens there, folks. Las Vegas, it's around the corner for the Cup Series.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
This late night edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast continues. I told you it was a long weekend. Eddie Greer III again. I apologize for the pauses in action in the... Yeah, it's been a night, folks. So I apologize. I apologize to you guys up front. It's not the cleanest. Well, it is clean. No cussing. At least not yet. Until we get the Chase Elliott Kevin Harvick thing. But definitely, again, Las Vegas weekend's already started with Christian Eckes in the books, and of course here in about a matter of moments here the playoff opener for the Xfinity Series will kick off here, so I'll be logging off here once this thing gets kicked off here, and you guys can listen to this tomorrow. Well, when it's posted, it'll be already be posted. So make sure you turn into the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio, a couple more apps as well, including Audioboom as well. The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it wherever you find racing podcasts. And so the big topic, obviously, of the night here, before we close things down, is Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick. And you had another driver. Well, that was Kyle Larson, obviously, passed both of them eventually to get the win. And you heard Kevin Harvick's comments from last week. And this is the most upset I've seen Kevin Harvick in a long, 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 long time. Dude was hot. I mean, you can see the steam coming out of the ears of Kevin Harvick there after after Kyle Larson taking the lead. It was, and then Chase Elliott made his own little statement there and took a swipe at Kevin Harvick, obviously showing us his pleasure there. And look, Harvick is still in the playoffs, and I would not put it past him if he makes it to the round of eight. Let's call it what it is. Obviously, you still have a lot of racing yet to unfold in this round. We haven't even started this round yet, but the fact of the matter is, Kevin Harvick with no wins, still showing up to the drive-thru and getting food, right? So, I mean, I would definitely be worried if you're a Chase Elliott fan, a Penske fan, some along those lines, a Hendrick fan, some, again, just kind of keeping it simple here, you know, it's just bad. It's bad that he's, well, not bad from a fan perspective, but bad for the rest of the competition that he is still in the playoffs and you have an opportunity to knock him out and they haven't done it yet. And Chase Elliott now has a target on his back. It seems like Chase Elliott has put himself, I mean, if you take out the Denny Hamlin situation from a few years back, he's been in about almost every other dust up there you can find. So, I mean, this is not, I mean, you're the series reigning champion. I get it that you're frustrated with that there. I thought, honestly, I mean, that late in the game here, I mean, Chase Elliott was already going to be locked in to the next round, even though it was pretty close for him not to there at that moment in time, but he still found a way to get it done. And if I'm Chris Kleiman going, well, not Chris Kleiman, if I'm one of the people's for, oh man, no, it's not Chris Kleiman. Chris Kleiman is the K-State head football coach, so not him. And yes, we do see another different quarterback in the lineup for Romigo as the punting team is out and the punting team is away. So you have to wonder, you know, what is going to happen with that situation moving forward. Obviously, the tension is only just going to ratchet up even more and more. You guys know that. If you've been paying attention the last several years, it was ever since the playoffs started, or the existence of the playoffs anyways, things tend to ratchet up, especially with the cutoff system now. Obviously, when it first start came out, you didn't have that. You didn't have three races, and then the last race of that section, you have the elimination race, right? So you have elimination race, Bristol, these elimination races, right? The next one, Charlotte Roval. And then obviously you have Martinsville, and then you have your championship four race back at Phoenix. And again, there's going to be a possible another episode here and down in the future somewhere about the schedule coming out for next season. So that includes a big change at the top of that schedule. I'll have more on that. Definitely planning on doing another one. I don't know when that's going to come out, though. I have to get that situated with all that. But yeah, Chase Elliott finds himself yet again in another he says, she said deal here. And you're playing games here. And at the end of the day, if you're not in Chris Heubauer's office there, you're not going to win. You're not going to have any chance there to win the game. Or not win the game, win the race anyways there. So this is going to be probably the biggest race of the season, given the fact that you have to deal with Talladega next week and Charlotte Roval. So it's going to be tough sledding for this defense. But if the Mustangs, you know, continue to grind out on defense and continue to get better on the offensive side of the ball, anything can happen there. So we'll see what happens on that front. But yeah, Chase Elliott confronts Harvick there on pit road. And they have a little discussion. That was probably a good two, at least maybe 2 minutes tops, if not three, there. Harvick's pissed off. Chase Elliott not happy either. The two of them still carry that conversation. Shout out Jordan Bianchi of The Athletic. They carry the Tear Down podcast with the host Jeff Gluck. They're trying to get all the action you can get. Harvick got pissed off, told him to go away, and all that other stuff. So, has it been worked out? I highly doubt it. You know, it's very hard to tell when these guys go in the holler. And it was by Harvick's decision. Let's just take it on in the business there, and let's just let them do what they do, meaning Torgerson. So definitely do not let this sit. Fester a little bit here in the next few weeks here as we close in on the 2021 resumption of the 2021 NASCAR playoffs as they take center stage tomorrow night against the Las Vegas Motor Speedway track.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, round of 12 preview edition. Eddie Greer here with you guys for a couple more minutes here as the Xfinity Series race is about to get underway. So I mentioned the Cape Coral Truck Series, obviously, last night. Christian Eckes getting the job done last night there for his team. They're upsetting the Apple Car here as I'm going to have to switch my tablet here real quick, try to get a quick update on that and see where everybody is in the standings, because I did not watch the race last night there, and it was interesting from that point forward on. So, but I want to touch back on the Xfinity Series real quick as we move our car to the lower end of the track here. Allmendinger here, Haley. Let's see, Cindric, obviously, Kometz, Herbst, Brandon Jones. I'm trying to do this off memory. Jeb Burton, early winner at Talladega this year. Guy, you have that. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting playoffs, that's for sure. Harrison Burton is in it as well. So a lot of guys, familiar faces are in this. So we'll see what happens on that front here as I finally get that going. Here, let's see. Yes, so let's see here. Race results here. I do not want to fiddle with that right now. Earn points. I'll deal with fantasy later. So, yes. Yeah, so, last night, obviously, the Cape Coral Truck Series opened their round of 10 of the playoffs last night. Christian Eckes getting the win. What a big win for him. And, yeah, what a big win for him as he gets his first ever Cape Coral Truck Series win. And it comes in the postseason there for him. The leading playoff driver in this was Ben Rhodes, who finished in the seventh spot there. Teammate Matt Crafton finished third in this. Let's see, go down the list down here. Stuart Friesen, who is still in the playoffs, finished sixth in this one last night. So good run for him. Looking down here, a lot of non-playoff guys in the top 10 in this one, including a couple others that I wasn't expecting to see on this list here. It looks like, I already mentioned, Carson Hocevar had his issues. Started fifth in this one and ended up finishing 22nd, so not good on that front there. Zane Smith, deep in the field, finished 29th. There in the big story. Ouch. This is actually, wow. Ouch, indeed, right there, as, wow, So, things just got a little interesting here, and for the Cape Coral Truck Series, ladies and gentlemen, here, ooh-wee, my goodness, John Hunter Nemechek, your regular season champion, finished 33rd, you wake up to that action there on that, at issues there. early in the race there. So Chandler Smith, just over half hour into this podcast, and I haven't mentioned Chandler Smith, who won the race at Bristol, who won a race at Bristol that eliminated those guys, Hill and Austin Hill and Todd Gilliland. Chandler Smith finished deep in the field, 35th. Sheldon Creed, who won the first two races of the playoffs, he ended up finishing in the 36th spot. So, wow, things have turned already for these guys. And I'm very interested to see. Now I'm really interested to see what's going on with the standings now. Wow, that is unbelievable right there. That's Christian Eckes' emotional first win ever in the Cable World Truck Series last night there, while playoff contenders have issues in the Truck Series. So now we flip the script now to see where we were at now as far as playoffs goes here. As Ben Rhodes is your points leader, he leads John Hunter Nemechek right now, plus 34, so he leads the playoff drivers right now in that category. John Nemechek still okay, actually. Plus 28 above the cut line. Stuart Friesen in the third spot. He is only 9 above Sheldon Creed. And Matt Crafton, if the championship four were to be decided for next week, well, Crafton, yet again, has the last spot. And that leaves Sheldon Creed 5 out of Matt Crafton heading in to the next race. Carson Hocevar has got some work to do. Zane Smith also has work to do there. And Chandler Smith, 24 out. He's the last guy in that mix as well. Remember, the round of 10, 4 drivers will be eliminated in the Truck Series as well. So, even though John Nemechek nearly finishing shotgun, he still has a pretty good, decent enough of a cushion there for him as well. So, a little bit of an interesting moment there as the Truck Series next race here. Let's go to the schedule here real quick as we're about to wrap things up here. Whereas another, let's see, yep, Talladega. Next race, next weekend for the Trucks, Talladega. So, this could get even wilder here for the Trucks next Saturday afternoon. That's a noon Central Green Flag, just after noon. That's 1 o'clock Eastern time there. And of course, they have Martinsville at the end of the month of October. So a lot of time, not much time. So you better be in position if you're one of those four drivers that are outside the cut line or in it. So nobody did not put the ticket to the championship four race. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that in mind. Nobody did not put the ticket to the championship four race. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, folks. So back to the Xfinity Series real quick. Obviously, Las Vegas, Talladega. Everybody's going to be racing at Talladega next week. So a triple header at Talladega. And, of course, the Xfinity Series ends there, round of 12, at the Charlotte Roval. So the same thing as the Cup Series playoffs is as well. And let's go back over the drivers one more time who are involved in these playoffs. Here, Austin Cindric, AJ Allmendinger. Now, these two are tied at 39 apiece above Mike Steiner right now. But Allmendinger won the regular season championship. So, interesting on that note there. Allgaier, plus 15 above the cut line. Your third seed, Noah Gregson. Your fourth seed there. He's been on a hot streak. He's won the last 2 to 3 races. Justin Haley, fifth seed. Daniel Hemric, the sixth seed. Jeb Burton, the seventh seed. And Harrison Burton, the eighth seed. Now, Harrison Burton, now, once this thing gets kicked off here, Harrison Burton is going to be only 3 above the cut line. That's right above Myatt Steiner. That's where you're going to find him there. First one out, Brandon Jones, Riley Herbst, and Jeremy Kmetz. All these guys really bunched up together. Really, when you look 3 on down to 12, not much of a gap here. So you have an issue. If you're one of those three drivers, guys, if you have one of an issue, that could be huge. That could be costly for you guys. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out here. You win, same thing, guys, folks. If you win in the playoffs, you automatically, and of course, this goes if you pass post-race inspection. If you do that, then you have an opportunity to obviously punch your ticket. Not only that, but to get yourself into the next round. So we'll see who wins the first playoff race in the Xfinity Series, which is going to come up very, very shortly. And back to the Cup Series here as we reset things for Las Vegas tomorrow night, obviously. Kyle Larson, the last time we were there, it was the Kyle Larson show. Absolutely a butt-kicking of the field last time we were there. So now we're going back, and obviously he's going to be hands down the favorite again. It's the, like I said early on in the chopped up edition of the first half of the podcast, it's been the year of the Kyle Larson to this point of the season, and he's going to be contending. That's no doubt about it. Oh, by the way, he's going to be starting P1 tomorrow night. Martin Truex Jr., 16 up above Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, 11 up on the cut line. Kyle Busch, who dodged a big bullet last weekend, he's 9 up. Chase Elliott, 8 up. Alex Bowman, 2 up. And William Byron, only 1 point up of Joey Logano. So right now, Logano, 1 out from Byron. Brad Keselowski, only 6 points out. Christopher Bell, 9 points out. And Kevin Harvick, 12 out. Now, obviously, I already mentioned the bull by the horns. That bull is still in the ring. That the bull is Kevin Harvick right now, and Chase Elliott best of off, or vice versa. But, you know, we all know the situation now, moving forward here, and it's going to be really interesting TV to watch. Must-see TV between the 4 and the 9, and like I tweeted out, I don't think it's over by a long shot. Not by a long shot. I think something else might happen down the road somewhere. I'm just saying, you know, karma can be in you know what. So definitely, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with those two drivers as they're still involved in trying to get themselves into a championship position. Obviously, Chase Elliott trying to get back to Phoenix there and defend his title from a year ago, as well here as. I wanted to talk about the starting lineup here before we sign off here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Appreciate the patience with the old tiredness situation. I've kind of gotten a second wind here in the last, 10 minutes or so. But anyways, here, starting lineup here, that's what I wanted to get to here. So where are the playoff drivers starting? Well, obviously, we already named off one of them. Kyle Larson starting first. Ryan Blaney getting the second spot tomorrow night. William Byron will start third. Martin Truex Jr. will start fourth. Kevin Harvick will start fifth. Denny Hamlin, sixth. Alex Bowman, seventh. Brad Keselowski starts eighth. Joey Logano starts ninth. Kyle Busch will start 10th. Chase Elliott will start 11th. And Christopher Bell will roll off 12th there. So that's where the playoff drivers will be starting. And I'm going to throw this one in here as well here. All playoff drivers finished in, well, actually, everybody, all the playoff drivers took, or at the moment in time anyways, all, if I'm wrong here, I'm double checking, that's the lineup actually, what, looking at the results, I clicked on the wrong one, so there we go, now I got it, so there we go. So I'm on the right screen now. I had it on stage one for some reason. I don't know. Anyways, now, obviously, the finishing order, we'll just run it down real quick. 1 to 10 here real quick here. Larson, Harvick, and William Byron finish 1, 2, 3. Then Blaney, Alex Bowman, your top 5. Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and your, ladies and gentlemen, your non-playoff driver leading of the week, Erik Jones, solid in the 43 car for Richard Petty Enterprise. Got the job done. Erik Jones, 8th place. Nicely done. Denny Hamlin finished 9th, and Matty D finished in the 10th spot right there as well. Some other contenders from last week's race, that includes Joey Logano, who finished in the 11th spot. Tyler Reddick, who got eliminated last weekend, finished 12th in here. Let's go down the line. Eric Almirola finished 18th last week. Obviously did not cut it as he lost spots late and couldn't get around Priest or Bubba Wallace, and that was in his chances of advancing. Kurt Busch, yeah, this was the surprise of the evening. I thought Kurt Busch was going to be a lot more competitive than that. He usually gets around Bristol pretty well. A former winner, or multi-winner at Bristol, 19th. That's not going to get done. Kyle Busch dodged a big bullet. Oh, boy, this would have been big if Kyle Busch did not have the buffer he did to somehow salvage that finish there. Kyle Busch, 21st at Bristol last weekend, so he's going to have to do better. Obviously, got a little margin of error now as the playoff grid, folks, starts to shrink. You have less margin of error for sure. So, obviously, you got to limit mistakes. You cannot have mistakes, especially in this round. Literally because of the fact that you have to deal with Talladega, and everybody wrecks at Talladega except the sorry cars. So you got that going for you. So you got that going for you there on that note there. So, interesting. McDowell got eliminated last weekend, finished 24th. Chase Elliott, 25th. That is your playoff drivers, and we eliminated four. So now we're down to 12, 3-wide nation. We are down to 12. Man, it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow night. Obviously, we're going to keep our eye on the whole 4-9 situation, see how it's going to play out, obviously. Harvick was extremely pissed. So I'm going back to what I said early on in this podcast today, that I've never seen him upset since he started racing Cup in the Cup Series. So, yeah, of all the main drivers I don't want to piss off, yeah, I don't want to make Kevin Harvick mad. I just wouldn't. And, I think, from, to bring us to a close, through our podcast tonight, Chase, I think he has to, he finds himself in these situations, obviously, some of it not of his own doing, but some of it is his own doing. This one here, I mean, yes, you're upset at the fact that you're leading at that point in time, and Harvick's running you down, and I can't remember what happened at the time there. They made contact. They made contact. I think it was coming into turn, into the, one of the turns. I think it was turn one and two there. And Chase Elliott hit the wall, had a pit, and then get back on the track and then take a swipe at Harvick. Now, I don't, did he, and took a swipe at him. So, I mean, the Denny Hamlin situation a few years back, yeah, that was on Denny Hamlin himself. But Chase Elliott found himself in some tough situations that I'm going to say on this podcast that might have not been necessary. I mean, this is one of the guys you're going to be still racing against now for the playoffs, and you want to get him eliminated, right? Because Harvick has not won a race this year, and still has not. And we've reached the end of September. Harvick still ain't won a race yet. Unbelievable. It's crazy. And you pissed him off. So now, it's your fault if Harvick finds a way. And obviously, Harvick is a past winner at Vegas. So, who knows? I mean, this could light even more fire on Kevin Harvick. He goes out here, wins one of these races. Now, particularly now, obviously, Roval, it could be a little bit of a struggle. For Hart and Talladega, we know what Talladega brings to the table, obviously. Or I've been saying that, obviously. But, if if Kevin Harvick wins tomorrow night, or any race for that matter, finds a way to get to the round of 8, which I got a funny feeling he will find a way to get in somehow, some way, and then goes to a couple of tracks that he's pretty good at, he's still got a shot at this thing. So obviously you don't want to make a mistake there. And obviously we don't know what was said between the lines, and I thought it was interesting that those two, the Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick, both went to the trailer. Guess what trailer they went to? They went to the 9 trailer. Thought that was interesting as well. So I don't know. It was smart to piss the guy off that well. So it's, again, this is going to be must see TV the rest of the way, as long as these two drivers are still a part of the 2021 playoffs. It's going to be really interesting moving forward. Obviously, who's going to stop Kyle Larson tomorrow night? I don't know. Only Kyle Larson can stop himself at this point in time. 46 above Joey Logano right now, heading into this race tomorrow night. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. And we saw a good action. Very good action. And I'm talking about the race on the track the last time we were at Vegas. When the green flag dropped, it was helmet on, strap up, let's go racing right off the bat with the package that we raced. Not I raced, but the guys raced out there, close quarters, especially with the restarts. It was just jam-packed, side-by-side, 5 to 10 laps, and things like that. So, man, if it's like that, I mean, We've seen some aggressive racing at Vegas for the last couple times we've been there, and I would not be surprised to see it again, because the carrot looming out there is Talladega, and we all know Talladega bites the best. Bites the best. And from a Truex fan perspective, I mean, that's an automatic wreck. Wreck. I'm sorry. It's just the way that he's had terrible luck on Speedway track. So, I mean, hopefully, if you're a Truex or a Hamlin, or a Blaney. Well, Blaney's good at Talladega, so, and Denny Hamlin, too, for that matter. So, you have an opportunity there to kind of build some momentum there. Now, if you're someone like a Truex, even a Kyle Larson in the mix here. Let's see. Who else isn't particularly strong on tracks here? Pretty much everybody else is at what's... So, what you have to do is you have to maximize the opportunity. Maximize it. And if you have an opportunity to win, you better do it. Because this is, I think, out of all the races here, this right here, this Las Vegas track, would be the one to do it. Because you have Talladega out there. And, I mean, you have guys that are pretty good on road courses. So, still, though, road courses, funnier things have happened on road courses, too. So, again, I'm not going to elaborate. People know what I'm talking about. So, we'll see what happens on that front. But, again, Las Vegas tomorrow night, Talladega next week, and the Charlotte Roval the week after that. And I believe, I'm trying to do things at the same time there. But yeah, so we'll see what happens there at that. Chase Elliott, Kevin Harvick in this battle to keep an eye on. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin. These guys have been going at it literally for months now. Obviously, these two battled out for the regular season championship, which Larson got, by the way, and got a lot of wins to show for it as well. So, and Denny Hamlin has stepped up his game a notch. I mean, we've seen him now, obviously. He's turned up the wick. And I would not be surprised to see him up front leading tomorrow night for this race as well. So, there's a lot of things going on. You have that battle going on. The battle within the battle going on. So, and you have guys that are eliminated now could play havoc in this thing as well. Or at least a couple of them anyways that I can think of right off the bat. So, folks, ladies and gentlemen, this got rolling really fast, and man, when I get rolling, I get rolling. So, after a little choppy first half of the podcast there, we got things rolling there, finally getting some things together on that front. So, definitely did the best we can there with that. So, the trucks will be racing at Talladega next week there. So, no playoff driver did not win a race last night. Talking about the truck still, so that is still wide open. The Xfinity Series, that is going to be interesting. That is going to be the playoffs to watch right there. That is going to be really interesting with what could possibly go down there in the Cup Series race tomorrow night. Things are going to get wild, and again, the race is going to start late, early evening. It's going to start with the sun being out. It probably going to be cooler temperatures. And then the transition. Who's going to make the best adjustments throughout the race? It's going to be interesting to see. And who's going to get that ticket to the round of eight? We'll find out on NBCSN while the Sunday night football game on NBC. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Again, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and more. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast has entered the round of 12. And I'm definitely going to be interested to see what happens on a track tomorrow night. Who hits the jackpot at Vegas. And who's going to be going to Talladega looking for to make something happen out there. But for right now, that's a wrap for this edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Appreciate you guys for hanging in there with me in the first half edition. The train, the EG3 train, got rolling the second half. That's for sure. But what took place last night. And we are pretty much caught up now. So thank you guys so much again for tuning in to this edition of the 3-Wide next 3-Wide net 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. I cannot talk. I'm going to go watch the next Xfinity Series race now. Their playoff opener begins now. We're signing off now. Thank you for listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast.
To the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time going 3-Wide.